They've been robbing the government blind in the name of Medicaid, and a stop has got to be put to it. And then the real estate interests. You know, we ought to go back and revive and reread Henry George. I don't know why he's forgotten. Whatever you think of the single tax idea, his analysis of land values in a growing country where values created by the growth of the community were skimmed off by speculators is even more relevant today than it was then. And the real estate business is one of the biggest rackets in our country. It's provided ill-planned, ill-built housing at inflated prices. So housing and Medicaid are examples of reform in which very little, or relatively little, or at least for every dime that went to the poor, 90 cents went to real estate speculators, guys that could put up a huge office building with 5 cents on the dollar and collect on their, make a profit on their depreciation. Nobody really realizes how many rackets are hidden in the Internal Revenue Code in this respect.